gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't
wait. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. It is time for Boat Smarts on Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, and in the studio with me is Stefan Schmidt. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. It is a beautiful day outside. A little cold, but I think it's going to warm up enough to get out in your boat.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend from what I hear. So, go boating.
Mm-hmm.
What a better way to have a nice weekend out on the water, you know?
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question just about the school, about my program, the Marine Service Technology Program over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you or just talk to you. So you can give us a call or text. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bay Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. They have all their products that they have in stock and for sale and special discounts and things like that on their website. If you talk to Key Marine, mention Boat Smart, and they'll help you out there a little bit better with their discounts, and they'll be glad to hear that you listen to the show every Friday, Boat Smart on 1620 AM. Mercury engines in stock, 40 to 200 horsepower, special discounting prices on all outboard motors, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki product. They are your repower center. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. You can also check them out on Facebook. They had a special message this morning that I want to give out, and I got to open up my phone here and go to my email. They said that you need to tune in next week for a special announcement. So the special announcement today is a special announcement that's coming next week.
Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. So you know, listen in next week. They have something for me. They didn't even tell me, so it must be top secret. And so I just know it's a special announcement. So today's special announcement is there's going to be a special announcement. So that was fun.
They heard you couldn't keep a secret.
Yeah, you know, I can't keep a secret. And everybody knows I can keep a secret. But when I get on the air, I talk about everything. Sometimes it just gets out there, you know. So whatever, right? Again, boy, I'm telling you, I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. You can get a hold of anybody. We've been having some phone issues lately, so the chat feature is a good way to get a hold of people, and we'll email you back or call you from our personal phones or whatever. Mm-hmm. So GeorgetownCollege.edu, such a great place to go and, you know, get an education from all kinds. They're thinking about 25 different classes out there, and, you know, from law enforcement to Marine Service to HVAC to welding. Oh my gosh, electrical. I could just go down the list, culinary, which everybody loves, you know, those, and cosmetology, all these different classes
EMT,
they have out there.
Right?
What's that?
EMT.
EMT,
and
firefighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just go down the list, and you go to a website and they list all that stuff out there for you, and it'll give you all that information. And then you just stop by and talk to the counselors. I had a gentleman stop by on Tuesday, I believe it was. This week is kind of, no, it was on Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. Anyway, you know how everything just falls in together. I don't know what day it is anymore. I had a young gentleman come by, 20-year-old, and he's interested in going to class to learn. He's already in the field a little bit, and he wants to know how to do it right. So he stopped by and wants to go through my class to learn how to do things right, because there is a difference.
Yeah.
Doing it, you know, the Marine Service technology, fixing engines, repairing engines and stuff, there is a right way and a wrong way. And then, of course, there's his way, my way, all these different ways to do it. But I like to think that we teach the best way to give you a good foundation. So that's why he's coming by to talk to me to try to figure out how he can get into class and work a schedule for that. So it's good to have those conversations with people. They come by and they talk to me, and we walk around and I show them the classroom and the shop and everything. And most of the time they're amazed at what we have there.
Yeah.
The technology that we have, the Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki engines that we have there to work on, and what the students are doing. And, you know, I don't have to sell the program, because the product that we have there to work on sells it for us. You know, the sponsorship that we have with Yamaha and that, you know, I got off the phone with Kenyon Ward this morning. He called my cell phone this morning. I spoke with him for a little while. He is the training coordinator for Yamaha Marine, and he's up in the Atlanta area, and he called me this morning. And that's the kind of relationships we have with these companies. You know, they call me, I'll call them, we talk, and we, you know, try to, if we have issues, if we don't have issues, just to call, say hello, that kind of situation, you know. So it's always good to hear from them and for them to be so involved in what we do over at George Stone. And we showcased that last week at that at the school board meeting. We talked about that last week. So it was fun. You know, one of the things we did this week, and I do this every once in a while, we'll have a student actually teach a class. And I had a student that actually taught a class for on Wednesday, and his name's Jackson. And he taught a knot tying class, rope tying cleat, tying off to a cleat, tying different knots and ropes and that kind of stuff. And how this came about, we were talking about students. It's been several weeks ago. And he was talking about another student that didn't know how to tie knots or tie up a boat or whatever, you know. And and I was explaining to him that I said, you know, a lot of students that come into my class, and I want people to know this because it's very important that they know the fact that a lot of people that come to my class have very little knowledge about boats. They may have knowledge about fishing. They may have knowledge about, you know, surfing or whatever. They may know how to operate a boat or may not know how to operate a boat. Some people never been in a boat before. Some people's never used a drill, of all things. Never, you know, a drill.
They have a passion for the outdoors, but they haven't
They want to do something, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful, I think, when you have someone come in and they have very little knowledge to certain things, and you have, and I love somebody that comes to my class that says, you know what, I don't know how to do that, because that opens a big old slate, clean area for me to work with, you know? So that really helps me. We got a phone call or text?
We got a text on the text line, 850-437-1620, by the way, if you have any questions. He says, can I bring in my boat so y'all can work on my gear case?
Okay. So how that works, and it's pretty straightforward, we only work on people's boats that are employees of the school district or a student at George Stone. That's the only boats we can work on. The reason for that is we don't want to get direct competition. I don't think we do get into direct competition with the community, you know, with the with different dealerships in the area, because we're not very fast, you know. It's a learning environment. So to answer that question, if you're an employee of the school district, yes, we can do it. If you're a student at George Stone, yes, we can. And then again, it's also going to depend on what the deal is with the gear case.
There's a follow-up question. How about former students?
Okay, former students, you have to be a student right now, an existing student.
So okay.
If he's an existing student or she's an existing student, we could.
All right.
Yep. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
You know,
again, they think very highly of you. So and that's awesome.
I get a lot of phone calls from people who want us to know if we work on their boats and stuff. And a lot of times what I'll do, and I can do that for this person, is direct them to the right place, you know, depending on what they have. If, of course, they have a Yamaha, Mercury, or Suzuki, Key Marine is the place to go, you know, but also have other students out in the field that are doing things on their own as well. So we could always direct them that way, too. So there's avenues. So I always take those phone calls, always take those emails, because the goal is to help people, right? That's what we always want to do, right? To help people. So I'll guide them in the right direction to where that person can take it. It depends on how old it is and all these different factors. So, you know, they can shoot me an email or they can text my phone, 850-393-4212. I'm more than happy to answer that question for them, too. So my number's on the internet, so you know, I don't mind giving it out. You kind of looked at me funny, right? Like, oh no, you gave the number out. Nah, I don't mind. You know, it's got spam blocker on it, so I don't know. Anyway, so we're having fun here. So Jackson, so I was talking to Jackson, and we were talking about the fact that not everybody knows how to do everything, right? And it gives me a clean slate. And I don't want to say I'm amazed when somebody doesn't know how to do anything, but I have to figure it out okay, what does this person, the student, know, what they don't know, you know? And something is, I would consider simple, using a drill, right? You know, sometimes that might come natural to other people. They may have opportunities, and depending on where they grew up and all these things, right? So you teach people according to what they know, and then you bring them up to a different to a level of, you know, where they know how to use the tools and stuff, or know how, you know, these kind of things, right? Same thing with rope tying and that kind of stuff. So I was telling Jackson, I said, you know, there are people at different levels. So here's what we're going to do. And it's a great point that you brought up, that this student didn't know that. I said, because a lot of times we don't have opportunities. That's not part of our curriculum to learn how to tie up a boat. So I said, how about you teach a class on rope tying and that kind of stuff, and tying off the cleats? So he had a week and a half or 2 weeks to prepare, and he did it on Wednesday, and we did it the first half of class. And I'm going to tell you this. He stepped up. He did an excellent job. He actually did a PowerPoint with different knots and stuff, and then had pieces of rope for every student that came to class, a long piece of rope, including me. I was a student that day.
Yeah.
And I sat in the back of class, and I was a student for that, those 3 hours. And then he had a competition afterwards that the students can do, could get into as far as lassoing a cleat on a dock, you know, three turns and a half hitch and, and tying up a boat in the classroom. Brought big boards, you know, with the cleats on them and everything. So it was really fun.
That is really cool.
And had the student that, you know, taught a class. And last night he said he realized how hard it is to be a teacher now, you know. And I just think those little lessons that we do, you throw them in there, you know, and let a student teach a little bit or help other students. It helps them so much, not only with what they're teaching, but also with, you know, life in general, right? Learning how to speak in front of people, learning how to communicate, all these things. But I just want to give him a shout out and say he did a good job, you know, because he did. And it was very good. And the students enjoyed it. They clapped for him. They were all happy. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't the perfect student that day. Because you have to give examples of that as well, right? And then I had some students around me that weren't being perfect, you know, and we were kind of given a little bit of a thing that sometimes we get in our class, you know, you're on your phone or maybe you're not paying attention or I got to go to the bathroom, whatever, you know, all
being
these little things.
Yeah.
So we kind of put some of that out there for him, right? And it was fun and it was all in fun. So we got another text or anything? We're good.
Nope.
Yeah, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Maybe you've had an experience like that. You had an opportunity to teach somebody something and it was a little awkward or you went through it and you thought, wow, I learned something from it or that, you know. So 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we talked last week about services and stuff and I said I was going to mention Hurricane boats, not the brand Hurricane, the boats that have been through hurricanes. And this can fit in a wide category. We could talk about boats that sink, you know, and have damage and that kind of stuff as well. You know, and a lot of times after, during the storms, you know, and I've been through a bunch of storms here in Pensacola. I've been here most of my life, so I've been through all of them, you know, that's come through, never left, always been through them. And most of the time I've been in the marine industry when I went through storms with, you know, the hurricanes that came ashore and all that stuff. And you realize that a lot of times people that own boats, that have boats on the water or whatever, they, you know, that the boat most of the time comes second, you know, or third or fourth to their house and the property and family and all that stuff, right? So it's hard to try to fit in that time to prepare to get your boat ready while you're trying to get your house ready and all these other things that are going on during storm times, right? And, you know, thank God that we have the weather people that are getting pretty darn good at forecasting.
Yes, they are.
Because before, we used to not have that big time frame, you know. And I know that gets stressful watching the storm come in and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, it's going to hit us. And, oh, my gosh, I got to pray for the people that did hit and all these things, you know. But now you have a little bit of more time, it seems, to prepare. They're not always 100%, but, they're, you know, they get it in the ballpark, right?
They're pretty close. And I think it's because they put out the airplanes and the airplanes are always flying around the storm and just figuring out the latest path.
Yeah, and they're helping them out. I heard the other day they had actual water drones out there in the storm. I don't know what that is, some kind of boat they send out that takes readings and stuff like that, too.
Makes sense.
That was pretty cool. So preparing before the storm is one thing, you know, that you have to deal with. And I remember I had a 34-foot boat that I had at a marina at one time. And we have storms that were threatening. And the marinas, they want you to get these boats off their docks. They want them out of there. Because what happens when you have a boat at a marina and it's tied off, and you can tie it off, I don't, you know, for storm tie-off. The problem is when you got a boat tied to the pilings, the pilings come loose and they stay attached to your boat. And once the pilings come loose, all the docks and everything, they just disappear and start wreaking havoc all over, you know, floating through the water and ended up on land along with the boats and things like that. So marinas always try to get you to get your boat out of the marina. I'm pretty sure on this now, if anybody knows any better, but I remember back in the day that, and it may be different now, that the marinas, if you have docks, you cannot insure your docks. They're not insured as far as the, for storms and things like that. So their best bet is to get the boats off the docks and get them out of the way. So what are you going to do? You're going to either have a way to get the boat out of the water, or you're going to take it to safe harbor, one or the other, right? Mm-hmm. Safe harbor could be up an inlet somewhere, up a river, somewhere away from the coastline, and you're going to anchor it off, you know, to hurricane anchoring and get it prepared, you know. So that's one way to do it. That's what I did with my boat. And again, that becomes a hassle because you have to have time to make that happen. If you got a boat, you can't get it out of the water, it's too big, or you haven't made arrangements, you know, and all the other, the high drives can't lift them, or whatever, you all these reasons that you can't get your boat out, where you have to anchor it in what we call safe harbor somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the anchoring process can be tedious. And basically, you're taking your boat out and you're setting several anchors on the boat and away from, you know, in the middle somewhere, away from everything. And then you're hoping that after the storm comes by, the boat's still there.
Yeah.
Right. And luckily for me, I had to go through it probably 3 or 4 times with my boat. And luckily for me, my boat stayed put. It didn't move. So the anchoring process worked, right? But sometimes it doesn't work. And the anchor picks up the anchors. You should have more than one, or people didn't know how to anchor it, you know, so, and the boat will take off on you. But the process of getting the boat out there, you not only need your boat moved, but now you have to have another boat to go get you,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're out there. So you So it's a big process. So a lot of times people will not move their boat from the marinas and they leave them in there. And the next thing you know, you have the hurricane, the tropical storm come in, the surge and the waves and the moving of the boats. And now you have a destroyed marina, destroyed boats, and then everything, you know, that comes along with that. So preparing for hurricanes with your boat is a different, totally different category. A lot of marinas that are able to lift, they have lifts. They can lift your boat out of water and store it on land. You can pay for a spot to do that. It's a certain amount of money per year where you have a insurance kind of situation where you have a guaranteed they will be able to pull your boat out and put it in a safe place. And I do that with quotations, right? Because there's really no safe places, right? They'll pull your boat out, they'll put it on blocks, and they'll store it for you during the storm, okay? Now, a lot of people may be confused about this. You pay this certain amount, and it could be $1,500 a year or whatever it is. I don't know all the, you know, depending on your boat. You also still have to pay for them to lift it out and put it. That's only guarantee you a spot, right? So you only guaranteed a spot. You're not guaranteed, you know, but you still have to pay for the lift and the haul out. So you have to think about all these things when you're having a boat that you're keeping at a marina or, you know, in that kind of situation. So it can get very, like I said, tedious, and you're trying to think of, okay, I got to get my house ready. I got to get my boat ready. All these things are going through your mind. So what happens, a lot of times people just let the boat sit there, you know. They may not even go down and give extra tie-ups, you know. They may just forget about it, or they just don't deal with it. And then what happens, right? The storm comes in, it starts rocking your boat, the boat's hooked to the pilings, start ripping pilings loose and that kind of thing, and the next thing you know, you got a boat loose with pilings on it, and there's no telling where that boat's going to end up. When I worked Ivan, I had several customers that were at different marinas, and there was one boat in particular I remember that this boat, we anchored out, and the next day they couldn't find it. It was gone. It was just not there, right? And it was out there next to my boat. I remember it was out. We were out anchored at the same location, and it was gone. Well, a few days later, we found it, and it was probably a good 3 or 4 miles away from where it started, and it was set perfectly about 100 yards or so offshore, off the bank. Okay, sitting between two trees, perfectly. You know, in the you picked it up and set it there between two trees, and it was wedged between these two trees. You probably had about a couple inches between them.
Wow.
And the boat was just sitting there. No damage. No damage. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Yes. Now, they had to get the boat out of there and stuff, you know. So now you hire cranes and stuff. You had to figure out how to get this boat, you know, 100 yards from the, you know, back down to the water and stuff. But that boat was there, and there, no damage. Very lucky. Had to, you know, for that to happen like that. But on the other side of that coin, I've seen boats that were set over fences in people's backyards, and a fence still be there, and a boat sitting in the backyard, 40-foot boat sitting in the backyard. Crazy, you know? And you see these things and you're thinking, oh my gosh, how in the world can that happen? You know, and it's just amazing to me that this stuff happens. And then on you go to the other side of the coin, boats go through people's houses, or they're upside down on the bank, or they sank, and those kind of things, you know. I had an opportunity after Ivan to go out on with the Pensacola Fire Department. We were probably the first people out on the water, so I had an opportunity to take a tour with them. We actually went over to Pensacola Beach and then around the bay and looking around, because you shouldn't be out on the water after a storm, because there's so much debris out there, right? And sightseeing is not something you want to do, because you're going to do some damage to your boat. There's so many things out there, floating around, sunken, that kind of stuff. So I actually took a trip with them, and we did a tour went over to Pensacola Beach and made a loop and came back around to different areas. And I started counting my customers off. One, there's a customer, you know, had boats that had left the marina or wherever, and now they're up on the bank. We got a phone call or text?
That's a text, yep. 850-437-1620. It's actually more of a comment. A lot of insurance companies will pay for all or a portion of the haul out for hurricane boats. Customers need to check with their insurance company.
That's right. And yes, that's for sure. So if you have a boat in that may be in that position, your insurance company will help you. You actually pay for it up front by paying your insurance policy, of course, but it is in there. So they will ask you, do you need that haul out insurance? And that will take care of a lot of that for you. So yes, it will. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, my boat was an older boat. I didn't have insurance on it and stuff, you know, like that, you know. I just had the basic stuff, so I didn't have any haul out and all that for that boat. So we had to do the best we could with what we had. And a lot of people are in that situation, you know, where they have to tie them up and just hope for the best in those situations, you know. So, yeah, we went around, and it was amazing for me. I started counting off my customers, going, wow, there's one of my customers, and I was going by boat name and all this stuff, and it was amazing how many, because a lot of my service that I did was on the water at the marinas or at personal docks and things like that, and so a lot of these boats ended up on land, you know, and some of them had major damage, some of them had minor damage, that kind of stuff, you know. So when you're looking at these situations and you're thinking, let's fast forward to after the storm's gone and people are trying to recover and get everything going, you start seeing boats come out on the market for sale and stuff like that, you know, or you may be interested in going to an auction where you see boats that, you know, have different insurance companies have auctions. So what happens, the insurance companies come in. I was a repair center for a major insurance company. So I was in the middle of all this, you know, as far as when hurricanes come in, I'm the first one they call. Okay, be ready, you know, when you get out there, because we got to get out there. And that's part of the healing process, to get all these boats and stuff out of there, you know, helping the customers and stuff, of course. And so a lot of these boats would go from the marina, the land, wherever they were, straight to auction. And they would sit there and you need to get ready. So when you're thinking about buying these, and we're going to touch on this, I'm running out of time today, but we're going to touch on this in the next couple of weeks more about, when you're looking at boats, what should you look at? What should you be leery of? And, you know, what's a good deal and what is possibly a bad deal on a boat that's went through a storm or sank or anything like that, you know? And I think it's good information to get out there, because people think, oh, I got a great deal. I told one of my students the other day, he got a motor from somebody, gave him a motor, it's free. And I said, you know, there's no such thing as free.
Yeah.
No such thing. You already spent gas money to go get this motor. Mm-hmm. It's not free. So, you know, so we'll talk more about that as we
maybe
get into
it. Maintenance.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about buying and looking at boats and maybe what to do with your boat if it happened in that situation and stuff like that, you know. So we'll continue to pray about for the people that had these storms go through, because I know they're still suffering. We know that. And we'll continue to pray for them. And I appreciate the text this morning and all that. And it's always good to hear from y'all. And let's tune in next week. Special announcement from Key Marine. And I should have that information when I come on air, hopefully. Or maybe they just text me when I get here, so I don't tell nobody until I get here. So thank y'all for listening today. I'll be back here next Friday with Cameron, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about school. So,
all right. Thank you
very much.
Have a great weekend.